along with Andy Summers and Dave Cruz. Good morning.
Hello, Dave. What's going on?
So, this will come as a shock to everybody. I actually went on a date over the weekend.
Dun, dun, dun!
I know. Amazing, right? So, you look so proud.
Where did it go?
It was all right. It was good. It was good. No, it was fine. You know, it was first date, so it's kind of, you know, there's always a little bit of awkwardness. Yeah. Right? But you'll be proud I showered and actually dressed like a grown-up and all the stuff that I normally don't do when I come here. But anyway, so we just went out and, you know, had some drinks, some hors d'oeuvres like nachos and stuff like that. So the always awkward part is the end of the night where the bill comes and who's going to pay, right?
Okay, yeah.
You're thinking the other awkward part
of
the night. That's later on, and unfortunately, we didn't get to that. So
it all ended
with the bill. So the thing is, especially on a first date, the question is always, like, what do you do when it comes? Because as a guy, I feel I'm more old school. As a guy, I feel like I should always pay. The guy should always pay 100% of the time.
I love that. Yeah, I love that you think that. Yes. But although I can see how you can be conflicted, because I feel like there are some women who feel so strongly that no man's going to pay for me.
Exactly. Especially this day and age.
That. Yeah.
Right. Like when you were in your dating stage.
Yes.
Did you offer to pay, or did he always pay, or what was going through your mind?
No, I'm pretty sure that I just expected him to. No, we did. I remember my mom telling me he should be taking you out every time. You know, she was very old school.
Okay, so,
but I knew that, like, my husband also worked in radio at the time, and we made no money. So I was like, if I'm going to go out, like, he just won't take me out anymore then. Right, so I have to pay for some of it, or neither one of us are going to have any money.
Right. So I always think the guy should always pay unless the girl knows at some point during the date that this is going to be the last date. Then she should insist on going 50-50. Because, like, on Friday, the girl offered, which I think you have to do. Like, the girl's going
to
offer.
Well, that's nice to do.
Yeah. And the guy then is going to say, no, I got it.
Right.
But if she knows she's never going to see me again, she should be like, no, we're going to split it.
So the rules.
And insist.
I mean, so I guess, especially as an adult dating, like, I felt like I was a little kid when I was dating my now husband. You know, that was forever ago. But yes, like, in this day and age, you probably have rules. So what is your rule? What, I mean, it's really that simple, right? And then, is it something that you talk about ahead of time? 215-263-6700.
From Wilmington, good morning, David.
Good morning, Ed. How are you doing this morning?
Great. We're talking about the rules of dating. Who pays? What's your rule?
My rule is whoever asks who outpays.
Or at least be prepared to pay.
Not gonna lie, it doesn't matter if a girl asks me out, I'm still probably going to pay for it no matter what.
Right, especially if you had a good time and you actually want to see her again.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
I love this conversation. All right, thanks so much, David.
Not a problem. You guys have a great day. Love you guys. Love your show.
From Feasterville, good morning, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, and we're talking about the rules of dating and who pays.
Probably up to like a month because it's still so new. The guy should pick up the tab, and the girl should offer to pay for tip.
That's great. I can see the guy pulling out his like Google Calendar. Okay, it's been 32 days. We're going 50-50 tonight, babe.
Then you know.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Love you. Love your show.
92.5 XTU from Limerick. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning. I was on a date, and I knew it wasn't going well, but he had a different opinion. And when the check came, I offered to pay my half, and he wouldn't accept. I said, well, let me at least leave the tip. He wouldn't let me. And I felt so bad because he blew $100. And then I had to tell him I wasn't interested in a second date.
That stinks, but I mean, that's
you offered.
Happen.
I mean, yeah.
I did offer, and I always offer. And usually they don't know it, but that's my tip to them that there's not going to be a second date.
I get it.
Yeah.
I can learn from you, Paula.
I'm with you, Dave, because it sucks out there in the dating world.
It sure does. Paula, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Love you. Love you guys.
92.5 XTU from Kutztown. Good morning, Nikki.
So I've been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 months, and we were talking to him about a month before that, and he insists on paying for everything. He was raised old school that the guy pays for everything.
And do you like that?
No, I hate it. It bothers me so much. I feel bad that he spends that much money.
And when you guys get married and you have a daughter, you're going to want her to find someone just like him.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. Not that I'm rushing things. All right. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you, guys. Love your show.
Thank you. Let's check in with our weather kid and see what Mac has to say about this. This is Mackenzie Elliott. She's a second grader at St. Catherine of Siena.
The girl, because I'm always used to my mom paying for me.
Yay, Mac! That's a great answer. The girl should pay. I'm with you. You're my favorite.
Wow. Dave feels very strongly about this, Mac.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.